Let's get it on, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to talk to us in a few moments about a couple of medical issues, health issues, if you will. He's a fine fellow, and he has lots of expertise, and people like his approach to medicine. I have three different doctors who represent actually three different ways of looking at some of the same issues. So I often will take the same issue and ask all three of them in different ways their opinions about something. And I have, an email from somebody who asked me a question about nitric oxide because they hear our commercial for Heart Factors Plus. Mm-hmm. So we'll take that up with Ken. Jack in just a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, Chris Christie decisive victory, one of the things people are talking about, the ease with which he got reelected, does it bode well for his 2016 presidential chances? Is it Chris Christie versus Hillary Clinton, two East Coasters in 2016? And can we possibly be any more absurd than thinking about it in 2013? 3 years from yesterday.
They're already thinking about it, I guarantee you.
Apparently they are. They sure are. Here's the story from Toronto. The mayor admits to smoking crack. He was drunk at the time. He will remain in office despite his admission.
Well, there's an excuse.
But I was drunk. Well, so how it works. Here's something that I find very interesting. You know I'm very supportive of Kickstarter. Matter of fact, we're going to have a couple of the contestants in our Dream Big America contest for you to listen to in the next half hour. Meanwhile, Kickstarter has said yes to a campaign launched to find a warlord. A Canadian adventurer wants to raise money via crowdfunding on Kickstarter. Take a small band of former soldiers to find Joseph Kony, who is accused of committing atrocities in Africa. So if you are interested, I mean, this guy has been out of the news for, what, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
But bad guy. Mm-hmm. So this is like the Expendables. This could be the Expendables 4.
Right.
Aren't they in production for Expendables 3 at the moment?
I think so.
The Expendables 4.
It's a good series.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Construction schedule to begin in Las Vegas on a 12-story glass and steel structure with a 20,000-seat arena, $350 million.
Isn't Vegas having like a downturn in their economy?
Well, they're trying to bring people in. I thought there was a big arena. Wasn't there on the university campus, the big basketball?
Yeah, there's pool, that's UNLV.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about people that build glass structures in Vegas?
No.
They always forget about that pesky thing called the sun.
Ah.
Do you remember that story a while ago at the, like, I think it was the Aria, where they built the pool around this, you know, glass structure of a hotel, and the sun hits the hotel, and then there was a place by the pool that people were actually, like, catching fire.
Really?
Yes. It would, like, they showed it would melt like a potato chip bag because it just, I mean, it's like putting a magnifying glass on top of you with the sun reflecting on it.
Hmm.
Got to be careful. Got to check your angles.
The lady who was 86 who ran in the New York Marathon this past weekend fell down, hit her head on the pavement, died yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Name was Joy Johnson.
That's too bad.
Did she do it after the marathon or during?
No, she fell down at the 20th mile.
At the 20th.
Right. How old is she?
86.
She was almost
86? 86. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. My God, what a shame. Did you see the video of the planes with the sky? We talked about this on Monday. Sky divers. These two planes sort of kind of glommed onto one of them and then exploded. Everybody jumped out. You saw the video.
One plane landed.
I thought one plane. Really?
One plane exploded midair, and the other one actually, even though it had some stuff done to it, it did land. They didn't manage to land it. But it happened so fast that these guys had the presence of mind just to to jump was amazing.
Yeah, very smart. Not so smart is this fellow in a helicopter in California. The passenger in the helicopter kept saying to the pilot, let's go higher, let's go higher, let's go higher. One of his higher as they could go, the guy opens the window and jumps out. Opens the door. Jumps out of the helicopter.
No parachute, I gather.
8,000 feet. Probably not.
Why would you do that? Why are you so, how are you so desperate that you do something like that?
Not to think about who might be on the ground underneath you?
No, they're all, the people flat who do this on? Sort of thing are very selfish.
I'd imagine they'd move. Yeah. If they see a person coming to
well, but how are you,
you may, you may not. How do you know? It happens really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're staring at the sky. You don't.
It's a bird. Oh, it's a body. Plane. It's,
no, it's a body heading towards me.
There was a an Indiana man who'd been injured, a hunter, who was on life support. They brought him out of his coma and asked him, do you want to live or die? He said, I want to die. End of story.
And they let him go?
Yep. Ended life support.
Goodbye. Are you in your right mind to make that decision? That's a lawsuit.
Hadn't thought about it that way. Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment to talk to us about the things that are in Heart Factors Plus, mostly nitric oxide levels. I want you to listen to what Jack says. I don't know what he's going to say because I haven't asked him yet. But I want to know about nitric oxide. I got somebody asked me this question in an email, the guy named Dennis. So I want to answer the question, and then I'll tell you how to get a hold of Heart Factors Plus after Jack explains what it's all about and what nitric oxide is all about. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer. Boston Beer.
Get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stacked. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Let's get it started.
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax services center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, let's get to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He is one of the more impressive practitioners of chiropractic in our country in that he has an exclusive disease.
Yeah, I suffer from Doug Steffenitis.
The fact that he has... He has a license to be a board-certified NUCA chiropractor is what makes him unique and different. Dr. Jack Stockwell, jackstockwell.com. By the way, I want to remind everybody at Buffalo Wild Wings right now, there are 4 ways to win the Hail Mary burger with Applewood bacon, the jalapeno-packed Stampede burger, the Reuben burger, and the Pub burger with smoked cheddar cheese. Now, you wouldn't eat any of that stuff, would you, Jack? Wild Wings, Wings Beer and Sports. Do they have one of those in Salt Lake where you are?
Oh, they're all over. Yeah, they're all over Utah.
Really?
As long as it was clean, pastured beef.
Really, you'd be okay with it.
With nothing ever stuck in that animal that didn't belong in it, and whole grain buns. I might, then I would try it.
Whole grain buns.
Yeah, you know, buns made out of whole grains.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. I was being aware.
All this, oh, okay.
What do you think of my buns, Jack?
Pasture fed.
I know. Those are grass fed for
all
sure.
Right, but, as long as they're grass fed.
There's an issue. I don't know if this is an issue or not. A question came because we have a product that we're advertising called Heart Factors Plus.
Yes.
And what it does is boost your body's nitric oxide levels. So let's start with that. What is nitric oxide, and is it good to be, that's what this guy is asking, if we have it in our system, why do we need more?
Well, you know, if you have normal balanced physiology inside the body, your body will make all the nitric oxide it needs. Unfortunately, that only applies to maybe 1 in 99 Americans. Nitric oxide is just, you know, with automobile engines, fossil fuel plants, any kind of, even the discharge. That's what you smell a lot of times, along with the ozone and the electrical discharge of a lightning and thunderstorms. But in mammals, oh yes, but in humans, nitric oxide is a very important signaling molecule because it helps to cause vasodilation to occur when it's supposed to.
Explain vasodilation.
That is when your blood vessels, especially the arteries, mm-hmm. expand wider to let more blood flow through. This is why people who have poor oxygen supply to the heart will take nitroglycerin.
Really?
Because nitroglycerin or amyl nitrite will cause an immediate dilation of
right.
the coronary artery in the heart.
So this person goes on to ask, this is something that is touted as being good for lovemaking. Because it does what all of the other things that are supposed to enhance your lovemaking
yeah.
do.
Vasodilation.
It gets more blood to places that are important. So is there any such thing as too much nitric oxide in
your
system?
Well, nitric oxide has a very short half-life. It doesn't
what does
last
mean?
Very long. It breaks down.
Take it and it goes away in how much time?
In a matter of seconds.
Really?
But when you take it as a supplement, then it has a slower release into the body. Nitric oxide has a very short life. In the atmosphere, it usually becomes nitric dioxide, which is the stuff that the brown haze that you see sitting over top of Jen Jen's home right now.
Yeah.
That stuff that builds up in the air.
So then would you have to get the benefit from it? Would you take it all day long?
Why
a capsule?
Does my house always get the bad rap?
Lunch,
yeah.
dinner. Is that something that you should, if you want to keep your blood
well, it depends.
Pressure
I would,
down?
You know, I don't take it.
No.
I don't take it because I am really doing the best job that I can to give myself an adequate supply of the raw material inside of my body that it can take care of that itself. But when, you know, the lovemaking stuff, I mean, it doesn't work on the same basis that Cialis and Viagra and these things
work. Well, but some people also are suggesting it's good for your brain. Pumping blood into your brain
yes,
is important.
Yes, because it opens up the artery pathways. It opens up the blood pathways to all the organs of
so
the body.
So there's nothing negative. This lady doesn't have to, or this guy, Susan, no, Dennis. Dennis is the one who sent me the note. But his wife, Susan, was the one who was asking the question. So there's nothing to worry about. Take this stuff and...
Well, I suppose you could take too much of it. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned the term nitric oxide. What I meant was nitrogen dioxide. It's the
right.
NO2. Nitric oxide is just NO, nitrogen and oxygen.
No.
The brown stuff and the hazy stuff sitting in the smog over cities is
right.
nitrogen dioxide.
Right. We'd hope that wouldn't help your heart. All right,
no.
So if you're interested in Heart Factors Plus that has all this stuff that we're talking about with Jack, it's 800-577-8560 for it. Try it out, 800-577-8560. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time to bounce. It's time to bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Crack this up, Mike, will you please? Paul Simon. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock. All right, so the news here with regard to Paul Simon is connected to an announcement that he and Sting have made, and that was positioned prominently at DougStefan.com this week. It seems they're going to be heading out on tour together next year. Wow. A North American tour dubbed yeah. Paul Simon and Sting on stage together will launch on February the 8th, include a March 4th date at Madison Square Garden in New York. I would actually like to see. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Maybe you should take
I would like to. Well, let's see if they have an L.A. date. Check the schedule. I'll take
you. Oh, you don't want to fly me to New York?
No, I want you to go. You know what I missed most last year was the Beach Boys. I wanted twice, three, four times for us to go, you and me, to go to see. Yeah, that would have been a great time. Why'd you stop the music? Come on, Michael.
What's wrong with you, Michael?
Paul and I both share this abiding curiosity about music and where it's going, Sting said. Article yesterday in the New York Times, Roberta, whether you saw that or not, that was the official announcement. We don't really know where this is going.
Los Angeles, February 15th.
All right.
That's perfect for my birthday at the Forum. Ooh, we'll have to make sure we've got our,
So let's get tickets. I'll pay for them, but we'll go.
Be all fun. Right.
Now, so how come you don't take me to Madison Square Garden?
When is that one?
March 4th.
If I can make March 4th,
come to L.A.
With Roberta, it'd be cheaper to go to her than have her come to you. Trust me. Sources say that the kickoff will be on the West Coast, and then it'll head east.
It starts in Houston on the 8th. Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, San Jose, Seattle, Vancouver, St. Paul, Chicago, Detroit, Montreal, Toronto, New York.
I find this an interesting combination.
Philadelphia, Hershey, Washington, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando.
Yeah. I'd like to go to see him in Florida, too. I haven't been to Florida much in the last few years. I'd like to spend a little more time in Florida.
We've got Fort Lauderdale on the 15th of March and then Orlando on the 16th.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah. This is like an Elton John or Billy Joel. They put the two of them together. This is big. These two guys, I'm just trying to figure out how their music blends in their minds. Because they had to see something, either that or do we know whether they've been friends for a long time?
So they played together recently at something, and I forget what it was, and they really liked how it sounded, so they decided to do this.
What I'm thinking is, and the story suggests this, they'll perform their own hits, which we want to hear, and then the two of them get together and do some stuff. But I'm trying to figure, that's what my mind wants to hear, what they would sound like together. And I can't imagine what it would sound like, but that's why you go to the concert.
I guess so.
I haven't been to a lot of concerts, and I used to love to go when they had the summer series in the evenings in Boston at the Fleet Center. When I have Van Morrison and the Moody Blues, the Eagles, stuff like that I would love to be able to go to, because that's a great venue, and it's kind of a lot of fun. I think the last time I went was a number of years ago when I bought a ticket online for Van Morrison. It was $400 a piece.
Jeez.
And they were phony. They were bogus tickets. Couldn't use them.
You spent that much and they were bad?
I spent $400. I got ripped off. Oh. The tickets were NG.
Wow.
No good.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Oh, is right. Yeah, right. The story about beer in churches becoming increasingly popular. That story coming up in the next half hour here on the Good Day Program.
Instead of bread and wine, you got bread and beer?
Well, I just wonder if that's...
I like that idea.
A poor man's church would use beer instead of wine. Is that legit, do you think?
Brings in a lot of, like, young dudes.
What? Beer would bring in more people than would... I suppose that's probably true, yeah. All right. We'll check that out among a lot of other things going on the next half hour of Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
An MRI is the test of choice for many medical issues.
Stroke, cancers, Alzheimer's disease, back pain and muscle pain.
Florida radiologist Lee Freeman.
And it doesn't use any radiation as opposed to CAT scan or x-rays, and so it's safer for the patients than a CAT scan or an x-ray would be.
Unless you have an older pacemaker, I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The traditional pacemakers have metal parts, and those metal parts interact with the magnetic field and some of the other stuff in the MRI, and can be very dangerous to patients.
The heart might beat too rapidly, skip, or even stop. But now new pacemakers make it possible for some patients to have an MRI.
With the new compatible pacemaker, you still have parts that are metal, but it's designed so it doesn't interact with the MRI, and therefore it doesn't cause those problems.
To hear a conversation about the new pacemakers, check the link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Everybody feeling well?
Yeah.
How many people in the last 24 hours? This is not a rhetorical question. You may answer this if you care to at 888-302-3684. I actually have two things that I want to ask you as we ponder some of the events that are important today. One, do you care about the same things now that you did last year, 10 years ago, that sort of thing? I was reflective last night. I was asked what my birthday was all about. Thank you, by the way, for all the people that apparently, Kenny, we loaded up on Facebook well wishes for a happy birthday, and I appreciate
that.
Yes,
we did.
Did we say thank you to all the people who said happy birthday to me?
You're saying it now.
I am. Thank you.
We did.
Yeah. Yep. So as the day went on, I get really kind of, as of this year especially, very reflective. I don't know why. Well, yes, I do know why, actually. Reflective on what's happened, let's say, in the last year.
Uh-oh.
So, no, what do you mean, uh-oh?
I can hear it in your voice.
No, I have. That's my crack from not being able to
like
say
like from
it.
The mayor? That's my crack, man.
That's a different kind of crack.
Got to be careful.
Well, actually, no. I mean, yesterday was an emotional day. That's true. It was.
Did you cry?
Yesterday?
How many times?
I think only a couple.
Are you going to cry now?
No.
Okay.
But thanks for asking. No, I had a great conversation with both Brendan and Megan. And it was interesting because Brendan, we got off on this thing about his car.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Ford Focus, which he loves Ford products. For some reason or other, he's not what you would think. If you knew Brendan, and you know Brendan, Jennifer.
I do.
You
mm-hmm.
would not ever think he would be somebody who paid much attention to cars.
No, I'd not peg him for like a car dude.
No. So he's had this car. When he first started to really make some money, he decided he wanted, he bought a new truck in 2005 and liked it. But then he thought, it uses too much gas. I'm going to buy something this inexpensive. So he bought this Focus, which was actually quite a good car. But now he's tired of it because he thinks it's too small. So what does he say? Dad, I want my pickup truck back.
Mm-hmm. And so you have this pickup truck,
I have
right?
the pickup truck. I drove it back here. And one of the things that astounded me, one of the reasons I sort of went off in the dumper last night was I was thinking it was a year ago last April that I drove that truck back from California.
Mm-hmm.
I was reminded it was 2 years ago last
wow.
April.
Wow.
Which brought me around to thinking how the time element in our lives. And that's sort of what I was reflecting. You asked me a question that I sort of opened Pandora's box. I was thinking last night so much about the element of time and how quickly things transpire and how quickly things change, mm-hmm. and how I think most people don't have an idea of how the time element in our lives is so important, and how we use that time, I hope, is going to be something that you think about. And maybe you think about on your birthday, what happens, who's in your life, all of that kind of stuff. So anyway, and what got me to thinking about it was when Georgette, Edgar's wife, and I had gone to dinner last night with a couple of kids from the farm and my niece, and we were talking about, we had a lot of very reflective, it was a serious, maybe I set the tone because I was feeling serious, but I really went off when I said I was telling them the story about Brendan wanted the truck back, and we were talking about when I brought it back, and George had said, no, it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just about fell off of my chair because I didn't remember that it was that. All I remember about the trip back was I had a flat tire in a snowstorm in Colorado.
I think I remember that.
That was, oh,
you
my
crazy
God.
Crazy trips.
Ah. So anyway, I'm going to drive it back to him in December. We decided yesterday
really?
To bring it back. Well, I'm getting a car for Georgette out there when I go out at Thanksgiving. I'm going to drive that back here, and then I'll take the pickup truck back when I go back at Christmas or whenever.
You are crazy. You love to fly. You should use those airplanes.
Well,
can't Brendan buy like a truck? I mean, in the amount of time and effort it's going to take you to drive a truck, couldn't he just get one?
What appeals to both of us is it's paid for.
Yeah.
So why not? You know, that's a good thing, too. Anyway, how did I get off on this tangent?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about
birthdays
and the conversations
crying.
I had with
about
the kids.
What, last year?
Right, it was, yeah.
And
right.
you cried and when you realized you're going to have to drive across the country four times to get there this year.
Yeah, anyway, Charlotte's great company, so we'll just have a nice ride across the country. I'll go one route one way out and another route coming back again. The essence of Megan's conversation with me was based on her being given a full-time job. She's been teaching at UCLA with her husband, who is a fully tenured professor. And I didn't understand that this is how the system works. You can, if you're a spouse and you have credentials, you get hired.
Oh, that's why she married him.
Part of the deal.
Oh.
No, she didn't know. I mean, she didn't know anything about that.
But sure.
Since she went there, and this is the proud father.
She's a scholar dealer.
And this is sort of what brought me sort of to an emotional high or wherever it was. But she was so happy because they've decided to offer her a full-time position, which is fairly hard to do. And I know it sounds like a jerko father thing. You know, you're proud of your daughter, et cetera, et cetera. But she has really come of age. And so it's a very interesting thing how your children, who are your children, but yet they're teachers. And, Roberta, I don't know, well, your kids are not quite old. Well, your oldest daughter is teaching you things that you didn't want to learn.
This is true.
And
so is the youngest one.
So I'm looking at my two children as teachers. And they're involved now in my life more than they have been, and they like it. Whereas before, they didn't want to be involved. They didn't want to know what was going on. They didn't want to be involved with, you know, any relationships or friends that I had, mostly because they didn't like the people that I was around, so they just kind of ignored it. So anyway.
God, now you're making me feel like a disappointment. I'm going to have to go do something.
No, you and your father are great together.
My dad's I wish I could feel like that, Doug.
I don't know. He's probably listening now, and he's waking up stupor. All right, so here's the question about whether or not you care about the same things now as you did a decade ago. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jay writes, in a word, community has become more important to me, not just my hometown, my region, or even my state, but the bigger picture. Things like education, opportunity, environment, employment, poverty, crime, health care, safe food, clean water supplies, all go beyond state lines, national borders. I care about many of the same things I did a decade ago. Friends and family, my dog, supporting live music and the arts, travel, reading, writing, politics, all are still important to me. Having said that, education, economics, investing, and work have taken the place of playing and, to some extent, watching sports. So some priorities have definitely changed. I thought that was a very provocative answer to that question. I just quickly looking through some of these things. I think that more and more people are becoming more, when you think about it, are becoming provocative, I think. More provocative. All right, did I ask another question? What was the other question I asked?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. All right. I had promised that we would talk about these new beer churches.
Yeah.
It's a big story for some. A number of American Christians are interested in this story. So here it is if you haven't heard it. This sort of thing does crack me up when I see these things, because as we suggested in the last half hour, and I said I'm going to talk about this in the next half hour, what's going on in church? Is beer going to be a substitute for wine? The church in a pub. This is a new church.
Good idea.
In Fort Worth, Texas. Where is Old...
Instead of singing Ave Maria, they can sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Where is Joel Osteen? Osteen, is that his name?
Osteen, yeah.
Osteen. Where is his church?
I don't know. Somewhere in Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it wasn't. That's why I wondered whether this is something that is... So many people are going to that church. This is a church in Fort Worth. The church in a pub.
Houston.
He's in Houston? Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Zio Carlo Brew Pub and the Sunday evening services being held there starting last week to offer salvation and everlasting life with really good beer.
It's great.
They the approach appears to be working. 30 to 40 congregants are showing up now. This has started, did I say last week? No, it was last month. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America deemed Church in a Pub a synodically authorized worshiping community. In other words, they went to the National Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and asked for permission, and the Synod says, yeah, yeah. So now religious leaders are saying this may be a unique new brand of worship. So Pastor Matt Bistale, who has...
Beer Bistale.
Oh. Bistale.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who organized a church in Allendale, Michigan, along the same lines, asked his parishioners last week, what would Jesus brew?
I love it.
I love it.
Here's what's really, I mean, I'm kind of torn on this.
Isn't drinking a sin?
No, overindulging
is
a sin.
Overindulging is a
yeah,
sin.
Yeah, getting drunk is a sin.
Okay.
But here's what makes me sad about this, that you actually have to bring beer into church for people to want to go. But at the same time, you know, hey, if it works to bring those 20-something.
But why, you know what, the other side of it is it's so foolish because God's everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a building for God. God
you
is
don't.
Everywhere.
This is a pub. They're just having like a meeting.
Well, you have a meeting. Yeah, right. So all you people.
You know what beer they use?
No.
They use Schmaltz beer. They
Schmaltz.
Have beers. Schmaltz beer. It's a kosher beer, and they have beers called Messiah Stout and Genesis Ale.
Oh, good Lord. Literally.
It's true. It's true.
Isn't that cool? It really
it's
is.
It's a Schmaltz
cool.
Brewing Company.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Clifton Park, New York.
Wasn't Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer? I remember. Wasn't that Buffalo? Where was Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer? I can remember.
Was Pabst a Pennsylvania beer?
Maybe it was, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Know.
No, it was. You're right about that. I can remember as a kid playing the commercials for all these beer companies. They used to come into the studio. Kenny, I don't know. You're not old enough or young enough. You're not old enough to remember the what they called ETs, electronic transcription. They would send in the ads on records, and we'd put them on the turntable and play them, you know, the same way as we use the computer now to play the spots. And it was really very interesting because we had all of these beer, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. What beer was that? The beer that made Milwaukee. No, it wasn't. No, it was a single word. And then there's Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And Schaefer.
Schaefer is
one beer to have,
when you're having more than one.
Sure.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. Thank you. All these beers are gone now, by the way, but yet they're coming back. We're doing, we have, there's a, in Framingham here, there's Jack's Abbey Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys started a little hole in the wall making beer, and the thing has exploded.
Yeah, craft beer right now. You know how wine,
exploded.
Like 5 years ago, was a big thing? Craft beer now is like the most popular thing. People are home brewing.
Yeah.
Everything is about.
This guy, we take the hops and the brewer's grain and feed it to the cows. And we're having, we get 20, well, yesterday I think the kids brought back 24 barrels, these 55-gallon drums, 24 barrels of this grain they were feeding to the cows, both here at the home farm and down at the dairy. And it doesn't affect, I thought at first we'd feed it to them and they'd, you know, the milk would taste like beer.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that was bad, necessarily, but it hasn't affected it at all. If we feed them apples, it affects it. And there's
really?
Something, if we feed them pumpkins, it'll affect the taste of the milk. But if you feed
it affects
them,
it how?
Tastes like pumpkins. Way? Tastes like apples.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like pumpkin milk.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway. I don't know. I wanted to tell you the story about beer churches because I think that's the fact that God's everywhere is one thing, but the whole idea of being creative like this and having some fun for so long, church has been so many churches so serious, and now you lighten it up a little bit, and maybe you get a little bit more people being interested in God's creative works. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
So I just somebody just shot me a quote, Benjamin Franklin, responsible for this. This is from my discussion of Life and Time in this half hour. Franklin wrote, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made from." And that, that's so poignant to what I was just saying, and I'm so happy that somebody came to that as quickly and sent it along to me. Thank you very much. Optimizing your time, hopefully in your ears and your brain. It's a good day at 51 after the hour.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Lucky be a lady tonight.
Wow.
Lucky be a lady.
Brings us back a few decades. Actually, a lifetime ago for some. Luck be a lady tonight, Frank Sinatra from the movie Guys and Dolls, which was the number one movie during this week in 1955. Crank it up, Michael. Tonight. Nelson Riddle. I'm guessing in the orchestra. Is that right, Kenny?
Let a gentleman see.
I'm not sure. Sounds right.
Sounds like that. All right, so we get into movie moments with movie music from all areas, ages, lifetimes. Why not remember most people one way or another? Chucker, you're in your 40s. You've seen Guys and Dolls, haven't you?
It's been a very long time. I believe that there's been talk that Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt have discussed the possibility of teaming up to remake that film.
Really?
Yeah.
Why Levitt?
Because he's very talented. He can sing, he can dance.
Really?
Yeah, he's an it guy.
Is he? Okay. Got it.
Well, if I asked you what was your favorite Frank Sinatra film, mine would be Von Ryan's Express.
Me too. I was just saying, as you said that, Von Ryan's Express jumped right out at me. That was a very good movie, very poignant. If you haven't seen it, go rent it or get it. What do? You don't have to rent it anymore. You download it from Netflix, right? Is that how everybody gets their movies?
And it is in the high-definition format.
I'd like to see that myself. Come on over, Chucker, tonight. We'll watch it. All right?
You got it.
Chuck Curry, our movie man. Contest time now. We're going to play you 3 excerpts from the movie that was number one during this week in 2001. So go back on your mind 12 years and see if you can ID the movie. 888-302-3684. If you have children, you're probably going to be on board pretty quickly. Here's the first clue.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin?
Okay, first of all, it's Crete. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
Isn't that, would you say, a kid's movie more than anything else? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Next.
Just think about a few names, will you? Loch Ness, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman. They all got one thing in common, pal. Banishment. We could be next.
I like him. I've always liked him. I think he's one of the least or most unsung people who ought to get more attention. He's just a clever guy who's funny. I loved him with, what's his face, Hines, Gregory Hines in that cop movie from Chicago. Remember that about 30 years ago? I don't even remember the name of it.
Running Scared.
It was called Running Scared, yeah.
Wasn't that a great movie? It was so, it was funny.
I like that movie.
Ah, it was a great movie. All right, let's get the, don't confuse that with this one, however. last clue.
Hey, can I borrow your odorant?
Yeah, I got smelly garbage or old dumpster.
You get low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Yep, stink it up.
And two of them sounded great. Goodman with Crystal here just was. I never saw the movie. I'm just listening to him.
It's perfect.
And enjoying it. 888-302-3684. Name the movie. If you haven't won our Movie Moments for, get the prize. Chucker has movie words. He has movie words yet. Movie news.
Four and
yes.
Three.
Yes, yes. Family. All right, just a moment. Stand by.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D, with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust, too.
Use as directed.
All right, Chucker, movie news time, pal.
All right, Doug, the Paramount Pictures moving forward with plans for a third Star Trek movie featuring the cast of Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. They're reportedly eyeing Attack the Block director Joe Cavanaugh to helm the movie. This would be his first big-budget endeavor. The news director James Mangold and actor Hugh Jackman will team up for, yes, another Wolverine film. Wow. The last one, The Wolverine, made $465 million worldwide. I believe this will be the seventh time Hugh Jackman is playing Wolverine on film, which is a
mutton chop sell, apparently,
boy,
right?
He's banked the bankload of Wolverine money. Hunger Games Part 2, which comes out on November 22nd, tracking at $150 million opening weekend.
Good God.
That's what you call a cash cow franchise. And one bit of TV news I want to report, the History Channel has acquired the rights and will remake the iconic 70s miniseries Roots, which... Yeah. I think Roots is the greatest
really
achievement
fantastic.
Ever on TV. I don't really understand remaking it. Why not? But they're going to do it.
Chucker didn't hear this. Cash cow. Eight, I couldn't resist him. That's some.
I got it now. 10-second delay.
All right, 888. Where are we going here? Steve is in. We want to go to Prudhoe Bay. Hi, Steve in Alaska. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, exactly.
Did I say that? I think I said that. All right, what's the name of that movie?
Monsters, Inc.
You have children?
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, they send movies up to Alaska these days, don't they?
We get Netflix, baby.
All right, Steve gets the prize. Thank you, Chucker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.